Murder on the Safari Star by M.G. Leonard and Sam Sedgman. Read by Jot Davis.
Ban yoku ya shi wa ichidan o motte taru.
Translation: myriad green leaves. Single bullet is enough for death.
Ueda gosengoku.
Chapter 1. Christmas in Crewe.
Psst! Hal! Are you awake?
Sitting up in bed, Hal blinked open his bleary eyes. His bedroom was dark, but he could smell coffee. A figure in pinstriped pyjamas stood in his doorway, backlit by the landing light.
Uncle Nat!
Hal bounced up onto his knees in delight.
You came!
Happy Christmas, Hal.
Hal turned on his lamp, illuminating the Christmas cards on his bedside table from Lenny, Hadley, and Mason, who were friends he'd met on his train travels. The desk at the foot of his bed was covered with loose sketches of his family, his dog, and trains. Lots and lots of trains. Clustered against the wall beside a leaning tower of sketchbooks were jam jars and tins stuffed with pencils, pens, and paintbrushes. Hal loved to draw, and his favourite time to do it was on a train with Uncle Nat. The glistening black nose of Hal's fluffy white dog, Bailey, pushed past his uncle, panting as she scrambled eagerly onto the bed, blue eyes shining, lolling tongue at the ready.
Bailey, get off! Oh, no!
Hal protested as she licked his face. Uncle Nat laughed. I thought children were up with the lark on Christmas morning.
What time is it?
6. Uncle Nat took a sip from his mug of coffee. Bev told me to give you a prod. I think Father Christmas has been. Hal whooped. It had been 2 months since their adventure on the California Comet, and though he was trying not to get his hopes up for another train trip so soon after the last, the thought of travelling with his uncle again made lightning bolts of excitement crackle in his stomach. He raced downstairs, Uncle Nat and Bailey hot on his heels.
Happy Christmas, pet,
said his mother softly, carrying his baby sister Ellie in her arms, feeding her a bottle. She looked at Nat.
Will James be joining us later for Christmas dinner?
I'm afraid not. He's working and then driving down to his mum and dad's.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm tired. Let's all go back to bed,
said Hal's dad, coming out of the kitchen. Hal laughed. His dad's eyes were bright with mirth. He loved Christmas as much as Hal did.
Now, Hal,
his dad adopted a serious tone as he followed Hal into the living room,
we've had a little chat and decided, now that you're 12, you're too old for a stocking.
Dad!
Groaned Hal. His dad made the same joke every year.
We took it down from the fireplace last night,
his dad continued, enjoying his son's grumbling.
He'll be a teenager soon, and...
Then what's that over there?
Hal pointed at the stocking that he'd hung beside their gas fire last night and which now lay bulging on the floor beside the tree.
Well, I'll be!
Hal's dad scratched his head.
Where did that come from?
Dad!
Hal clapped his hands over his face.
Stop it!
Uncle Nat was chuckling, perched on the arm of the sofa, as Hal's mum sank into the cushions, still cradling Ellie.
I hope you've been a good boy this year.
His dad raised his eyebrows questioningly.
If you haven't, it might be full of potatoes and coal.
A good boy? I caught a jewel thief and solved a kidnapping. I've been a great boy.
Go on, pet.